I mean, I can remember in Brighton, the buses. It was so difficult to see what bus you were on because you didn't have any lights on the bus. And so they hit upon the idea of having boards at the side which told you the bus number and the destination of it. In fact, just jumping forward a bit, on V night, we had it was just tremendous. I've got a great, long account of it in my 1945 diary. But talking about those boards, there was an enormous bonfire lit in the middle of the bottom of West Street, right in the road, enormous bonfire, just outside Sherry's. And I was at the clock tower, and all the kids and the youths, and even some of the adults, were whipping these boards off the buses as they went by, because they were only in sort of hooks there, and so you could easily get these boards out to take down to West Street to on the bonfire, and all the hoardings. You see, you talk about hooligans today, you know, were just as bad then, and all the boardings outside Sherry's, which was the main place in Brighton, all the hoardings there, they were all ripped off. And I can remember the AFS, which was the Auxiliary Fire Service. It wasn't a fire brigade, it was auxiliary fire, sort of green things that came. And they had all these hoses. And they desperately tried to get through the crowd to put this fire out, because it was getting jolly dangerous, you know. It was getting enormous in the middle of West Street. And blow me, some blokes got the hoses off the AFS and threw it on the bonfire. So, you know, they couldn't do anything about it. It was just wild. And we had a conga going from, you know, I conga. And we had a conga going from the station down to the clock tower, down to the seafront, back up again to the station, the other side. And we were all in this, I can't go right the way down to the seafront and right the way back to the station.